This is Jay Sekulow. It's a showdown in Ohio between the Obama Re-Election Committee and the military.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
As the election gets closer, they go, hey, I want to vote because this is what I'm fighting to protect. So they're given a couple extra days to do that. It's common sense. Veterans should be outraged, and they need to take this issue on. And I'm glad to see Ohio's leadership, political leadership, fighting back.
You know, dating back at least to the Civil War, we have treated our military different because they're in a different circumstance. And courts that have looked at that have said that's absolutely right.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. He's got the red,
white, blue, brown hound. Every effort should be taken by the government of the United States of America to assure that every member of the military has the right to vote and their vote is counted.
The Obama campaign does not want to stop the military from using that three-day early voting period before the election. They're just simply saying everybody should be entitled to that.
Any effort to impede the right of our military members would be an extraordinary violation of the trust that we should have for those who serve so valiantly.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. When the Obama campaign for re-election filed its suit regarding the increase of 3 days given to military men and women to do their voting, I don't expect they were anticipating the backlash they would be getting from military groups, but boy, they sure have. Right now, 15 military groups, including the National Guard Association of the United States, AMVETS, the Marine Corps League, filed a motion to join the lawsuit on the side of Ohio Secretary of State and asked the case to be dismissed. By the way, they received permission to join the suit late yesterday. Interesting also, we are going to be filing a brief. Our office, Stan Bennett, who heads up our government affairs, has been in contact with the Attorney General's office for the state of Ohio. And Than, why don't you give us a quick report there?
Yeah, absolutely. The Attorney General's happy that we're involved. They're, of course, engaging directly. They are overwhelmed with this, obviously, so our participation is going to help them. And, Jay, let me just quickly say, here in Washington, I'm starting to hear from members of Congress on this, too. And the thing that I'm hearing from them the most, they're upset because this is political. This is about the Obama campaign believing that it's going to lose the military vote. And listen, they might be wrong. They might be right about that. We don't know. But it shouldn't matter. Even if they were going to lose this vote, they should be about making sure that the military has accurate and ample opportunity to participate in this process. I think you're going to start hearing members of Congress, hopefully, on both sides of the aisle speaking out on this soon.
Well, I think we're going to, and I've got joining us in the studio today, Skip Ash, who's senior counsel for the ACLJ, served as a colonel in the United States Army, David French, captain in the United States Army. Let me quit. We've got less than a minute and a half here, guys, so really quick. Skip, first to you. Military men and women are subject to basically deployment at any time. How important is it to get that extra couple of days for voting?
Oh, it's absolutely important. I served for 22 years, and I remember on more than one occasion that what we were doing at the very last minute because of training or being in the field or anything else. It's absolutely essential to be flexible for the military because they don't control their schedules, and they have to be able to do and to go when they can, not necessarily when the law says. So it's absolutely essential.
David?
Well, that's exactly right. I remember before I deployed to Iraq, I had a checklist of things to do longer than you can imagine. And having that extra flexibility to vote would have been absolutely critical to me.
Yeah, except for one thing. They're not allowing that in Ohio. Well, actually, the state of Ohio has allowed it, but the Obama re-election campaign says no to the three-day grace period for the military. We're taking direct action on it, folks. So first, if you want to talk to us on air, it's 800-684-3110. But I need everybody to go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. We want you to sign on to a brief that we're filing, as Stan mentioned, with the district court defending our military and the state of Ohio. This election will affect everyone. What happens in Ohio could literally determine the election. Almost 32,000 people have already signed on to that brief. You do the same. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. The election in Ohio, a president, could affect the rest of the country, could determine the next president of the United States. Take a stand for our military, ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
Our men and women in the U.S. military face grave challenges on the battlefields abroad. Now, because of the Obama re-election campaign, they are facing troubling challenges and roadblocks here at home. With the election just months away, President Obama's re-election team has filed a federal lawsuit challenging an Ohio law that provides military members a few extra days to legally and constitutionally cast their ballots. It's time to stand with the U.S. military. The ACLJ will file an amicus brief backing the Ohio law, giving our military men and women an opportunity to cast their ballots in a constitutional manner. Our military heroes deserve to have this lawful courtesy extended to them. Add your name to our brief today. Stand with the U.S. military. Tell the court that this challenge by the Obama re-election campaign is not only unconstitutional, but offensive to millions of Americans as well. Call now, 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
They didn't do it to give the military an unfair advantage. They give it to them actually to give them a fair advantage, because right. If you're deployed or if you're doing duties, you might not be able to make it back home to Ohio to vote in a timely manner.
So let me set the stage for what we've got here, folks. This is Ohio's bipartisan legislature. Republicans and Democrats pass a bill that allows for voting, in-person voting, by the military for an additional 3 days, like an early voting for an additional 3 days, as compared with civilians. That should not be a problem. There's been Supreme Court precedent on it. The Obama Re-election Committee has filed suit against Ohio. And what they're saying, no, we want everybody to be able to vote until right before the election. Well, Ohio said they can't do that because in 2008, they had a nightmare on their hands trying to get all this early voting done. And there were lines, they said, from 2 to 12 hours in some polling places. But all they're doing here is extending some grace to our military. Now, we are very fortunate at the ACLJ because we've got two lawyers that serve with us that also have served in the Army. One currently still serving, David French, Skip Ash, as they said, at 22 years. And I want them to paint for you the scenario and how important this is. Then I'm going to have you take direct action, and we'll talk about the political move here, which is exactly what this is all about. This is about voter suppression, in my view. So let me start, Skip. Let's talk about the reality of deployment and voting.
Okay, just to set the stage, I've been deployed at least four times, two times in Korea. I've been living in Europe 6 years of my life. And I've spent one out of every 5 years of my life overseas. And the issue is very important because the United States military acts at all times as if it's ready for war tomorrow. So we train on weekends. We train during holidays. I've been on duty, and I've trained during Christmas. I've been New Year's. I've been on Election Day. And soldiers around the world are doing that. It's very difficult to pick out a day where you can stop everything and go out and vote. So it's important that we have some flexibility in being able to allow our soldiers to receive their ballots, to execute the ballots, to have the ballots shipped back, or to give them some leeway of time in which they can do that. So it's absolutely important. And soldiers are concerned about what happens to them because the political end of things, we really have very little say about what happens to us. And what we do have is via the vote. So it's absolutely essential that our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and Coast Guardsmen are given the right to vote. And Congress has, and the various states, have given some exceptions, some broad exceptions to help us. And I think that's absolutely necessary so that we can maximize the vote of our men and women in uniform.
Well, you know, and when I was I'm in the reserves, and when I was called up on active duty, my checklist of things to do included things like execute a last will and testament, powers of attorney for my family members, saying goodbye to my family members, going for additional training before I was going to be deployed. And this takes an enormous amount of time. And to have a little bit of extra grace period to go and stop by a polling place to vote is not asking too much. And to say that my situation is just exactly the same as a civilian who's not being deployed is unbelievable.
All right. Well, I want to play Mike DeWine, the Attorney General of Ohio's comments when asked a question by Allison Camerata of Fox News. This is number six. This tells you what this is all about, folks.
Do you feel as though the Obama campaign is targeting Ohio for political reasons?
Yes.
Well, what do you think?
Hey, I ask the questions here. You answer.
I know. Of course they are. This is an important state. It's a big prize.
Yeah, listen to also his explanation of what the Obama – remember, the Obama administration has said this is unconstitutionally arbitrary, capricious, not in line with the Constitution, number seven.
The Obama campaign actually saying there's no rational basis for a distinction between someone who's in the military voting and someone who's not in the military. Our whole history in this country, we have made a distinction between the two, recognizing the difficulties and the unique situation that – people in the military are in.
All right, so we've got two things going on here, folks. You've got the military that is being disenfranchised by this, if the Obama administration were to, or the Obama reelection committee were to actually win this lawsuit, and you've got Ohio. Now, folks, no Republican has won the presidency, I think, in recent history without winning Ohio. So, sure, this is political, but this is about the right to vote, Republican or Democrat. And that's why, by the way, the Republicans and Democrats voted in favor of this legislation in Ohio. But here's the question I'm asking you. We've heard from almost 40,000 American people in a day, in one day, saying we're going to stand up and fight back against the Obama reelection committee attempt to silence the voting rights of our military men and women. So I need your help on that. You can go to ACLJ.org and sign that committee there. You can sign on to the committee that's filing the brief, and we want over 50,000 signatures, or you can call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org to sign on to this brief, folks. So you're taking a stand. It could well determine the next presidency of the United States. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Fan, let's take some phone calls.
A lot of phone calls coming in, Jay. Let's start with Anthony calling from Michigan on line three. Anthony, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Anthony.
How you doing?
Good. You're on the air, Anthony.
Okay. I'm a strong supporter because I have a lot of military people in my family.
Yes, sir.
Supporter and no suppression of the military vote, giving them all the time they need. I'm 100+% in favor of that. And I would be opposed against anything that would suppress anything to deal with the military vote. My only concern is I'm with all the organizations wanting not, this interfere with military voting. But at the same time, I'm a little concerned on why isn't the same organizations involved with suppression of other votes that's going on in Ohio.
Well, here's what they want. They know that Ohio is a critical state, number one, and they know that military voters, and I'll ask David and Skip this, military voters tend to be more, it doesn't mean that an overwhelming majority go for the more conservative candidate, but they tend to be more conservative.
Well, that's right, and it's really important to understand that Ohio was actually trying to expand
correct
voting rights here. They put together – they used to have a system where the counties dictated what happened, and your voting rights depended on what county you lived in, which was intolerable. So they put together a system where everyone had early voting rights, and then the military had three extra days. How much more reasonable can you get than that? And yet the Obama administration is not only trying to tear down that system, it's trying to do so in a way where it says there's no difference between civilian and military, which is an incredibly dangerous precedent. And that's why all these military groups are weighing in.
Let me play this, and I want to get Skip's comment on this. This is Pete Hegseth. He's the Vets for Freedom group. He said this on Fox. It's number eight. Take a listen to what he said about what's really going on here.
Well, they seem to think it's some sort of reverse discrimination, that civilians are being treated unequally. And that's a pretty easy thing to think about in an air-conditioned campaign office in Chicago. But tell that to the, you know, 21-year-old sergeant in the hills of Afghanistan who's not thinking about 30, you know, 45, 15 days out or when his ballot needs to get into the mail. He might need those extra days.
Well, go ahead.
From my perspective, nobody's being denied the right to vote in Ohio. You know, all they're doing is saying the last 3 days, which are very busy to set up for the election on Tuesday, they're going to allow military the privilege of coming in and voting if they have to vote during that time. No one is being denied the right to vote. So what they're doing is giving an extra benefit to those who really do not control their lives, because they have to go at the moment's notice. Whenever they're given the order, they go. And it seems to me this is a reasonable and rational exception to make on the part of the people of Ohio.
Well, what we're going to have to do here, folks, is fight back and fight back aggressively, and I need your help in doing this. Now, we've heard from, in just a few short hours, really, in a 24-hour period, we've heard from almost 40,000 people, which is really impressive. But we need to hear from 50,000 people, so I want to encourage you to go to your phones right now and call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Van, let's get another call here before the break.
All right, let's go to Charles calling from Georgia on line two. Charles, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Charles.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to point out it's obvious to me that the Obama machine is planning to steal this election, and they're suppressing the military vote because they've already determined that they're not going to be voting for him because of all the stuff that Obama's done to the military. And then they turn around and send Eric Holder out to the states to fight any kind of voter registration.
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right. So let's take a look at that. So you got the administration filing lawsuits against who? Arizona, South Carolina, Georgia, because of voter ID. By the way, I just voted in my state, and I had to show a driver's license. I don't know why that's such a big deal. But all right, so they file suits against voter ID laws, which, by the way, if you didn't have appropriate ID, you think you get into the Department of Justice building in Washington, D.C.? You would not. But here they're suing Ohio, who simply extended a 3-day grace period for our military men and women to vote. I mean, folks, you understand what's going on here. This is really very aggressive politics on a state that could well determine the next president of the United States. So instead of just talking about it, we're taking action. We're discussing the issues with you, but we're filing briefs in this case, and that's where you come in. You can become part of this history, standing up for our military, standing up for the right to vote here. You go to ACLJ.org. You can sign online, ACLJ.org, or simply call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org. Again, you can sign up right online at ACLJ.org, or you call right now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org, folks. The next election could hang in the balance. 877-989-2255.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. Our men and women in the U.S. military face grave challenges on the battlefields abroad. Now, because of the Obama re-election campaign, they are facing troubling challenges and roadblocks here at home. With the election just months away, President Obama's re-election team has filed a federal lawsuit challenging an Ohio law that provides military members a few extra days to legally and constitutionally cast their ballots. It's time to stand with the U.S. military. The ACLJ will file an amicus brief backing the Ohio law.
giving our military men and women an opportunity to cast their ballots in a constitutional manner. Our military heroes deserve to have this lawful courtesy extended to them. Add your name to our brief today. Stand with the U.S. military. Tell the court that this challenge by the Obama re-election campaign is not only unconstitutional, but offensive to millions of Americans as well. Call now, 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
So I was on Fox News yesterday. Shannon Bream was hosting for Megyn Kelly with Julian Epstein, who's normally the lawyer that's on the other side of about all the issues we discuss. And while he and I are friends, we don't agree on much. We certainly did not agree on this. I mentioned that what I thought this was suppressing the voting rights of America's men and women that are serving in the military. A lot of the left-wing groups don't like that. Julian disagreed. Here's what he said, number 13.
The Obama campaign is in no way trying to restrict servicemen from voting during that three-period time. They encourage it. They want it. All they are saying is go back to the law as it was in 2008 that allows everybody to vote during that period of time.
All right, let's talk about the law in 2008, folks, and this is where you need to understand. The law in 2008, David, was a mess. I mean, people were waiting 2 to 12 hours. It was a disaster. Counties were having trouble. It was a mess.
Well, that's right, and it's simply false. Not everybody had a right to vote during that time. It depended on what county you lived in.
Right.
I mean, how arbitrary is that? What county you live in dictates your voting rights. That's absurd. So Ohio stepped in and put in a uniform system.
Statewide uniform system. Folks, that's what we're defending, and we're defending it because they're trying to help the military men and women, and I think the answer to that should be, of course we will. So you go to your phones right now, and you sign on to this brief. Hundreds of you have called in today already or gone to the website. That's aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Go ahead. Who do we have next?
Next up, we have Ralph calling from Illinois on line 4. Ralph, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Ralph.
Thank you, gentlemen, and certainly those who have served in the military. I'm calling as a family member of 6 people that served in the military. And as an American citizen, I don't like the mischaracterization of what that law in Ohio is about, but I would like for Jay Sekulow to show up on a show with Ed Schultz or Randy at any rate.
With Randy who? Ed Schultz, you mean at MSNBC?
Yes.
Love to do it.
Yeah. And
I'd love to do it. I don't think they're inviting me.
Yeah, but Jay, you talk about civil rights.
Yes, sir.
But you have not shown any respect for those who are being denied to vote in those states that you talked about.
What are you referring to exactly?
Arizona.
What about Arizona?
Pennsylvania.
What about Pennsylvania?
I mean, you name stuff.
Okay, so tell me, what is it? Let me ask you a question. When you go to vote, do you show your driver's license or an ID?
Jay, I also vote.
Hey. When you go to vote in Illinois, Ralph, do you show an ID when you go to vote?
Well, absolutely.
Of course you do. Why is that, Ralph?
But, Jay, when you get welfare checks, you have ID, too. Might not be a driver's license.
It's not a picture ID. Oh, I think as long as you have a picture ID, it's fine. Actually, I think they could do the whole thing by thumbprints and those kind of things. I mean, there's all kind of things they could do. But you know, you don't disagree that you've got to have some form of identification before you vote, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, then, Ralph, we do agree. And I would love to go on Ed Schultz's show. And if you could call Ed for me and ask him to invite me, I will be happy to go and debate him. I haven't been on that program in at least, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. I think Jordan was on it a couple of times 2 or 3 years ago. They generally don't want to have the other side. So they're too progressive to have the other side represented. But, Ralph, thanks for your call. But, again, I think ID is a great thing. And, hey, Ralph, while you're on, do you think that what Ohio's done is a good thing, allowing the military a couple extra days to get things in order? Ralph, you still with us? Sorry, Ralph. He must be turning to MSNBC as we speak. All right, let's get another call, then.
Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to David calling from Minnesota on line 1. David, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, David.
Hi, Jay. Appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you.
And why is this court different from the courts that say we want them to go after Obama's birth certificate? They say it's a frivolous thing, and they throw it out.
Well, I mean, here, the lawsuit has been brought by the President's Reelection Committee and the DNC. And the Ohio Democratic National Committee. They've actually brought this lawsuit. And I want to reiterate again, folks, it's very important for everybody to understand this. Reiterate again, Skip, when you've served in the military, this is a situation where we've got military men and women could be deployed at literally a moment's notice. We're trying to give them a period of grace to get in and vote.
That's exactly right. And we also have to remember that sometimes military people are between assignments, and therefore their ballots don't catch up with them. This gives them another opportunity to be able to go and vote in person during a special period that's set aside solely for them. They live in a unique environment, and they need to have some accommodation, and Ohio has done that for them.
David, do you think that this whole idea, that this argument among some on the left that are saying, oh, there's no distinction between the military and civilians, and it should be good for everybody, there is a major distinction?
Oh, there's absolutely
a major
distinction.
Which the courts have recognized, by the way.
And they've always recognized it. It's astounding that the commander-in-chief in a time of war would file papers arguing that there was no distinction between civilian and military. He ought to know better. In fact, he does know better. And so that's what's astounding here, is the kind of legal precedent that they're trying to set here would be one that would have disastrous consequences for the military across the country for years to come, all for the sake of getting rid of 3 extra days for the military and 1 battleground state in 1 election. How short-sighted is that?
Well, it's incredibly short-sighted. Fan, let's talk about, you've talked to some of the people on the Hill. What's the response going up right now in Washington on this?
Actually, I talked to a lot of members of the Ohio delegation yesterday, Jay, and what David just said is exactly what I heard from them. They're frankly offended that arbitrary is the word that the Obama campaign has used here, because they recognize that the burdens on the military, from training to deployments to relocations, it's real. It's documented. It's significant. I talked to one Ohio member yesterday who was outraged. He was very outraged on the phone, and I think you're going to start seeing that spread. But the members of the Ohio delegation, they support what the state legislature has done here. Jay, they don't want a repeat of 2008. That's what this law is about in the first place. It's about expanding the opportunity to vote. And members of the Ohio delegation, they're going to stand with the state legislature on this one.
All right, and so are we, folks. Again, 877-989-2255. If you're sitting there thinking, well, this is just about Ohio, let me tell you something. What happens at Ohio could well determine the outcome of this next election. You need to make sure you're engaged on this issue. Very simple to do. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Looks like we've got a caller from Ohio. Jacob's on line 4. Hi, Jacob.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I believe that they need to keep this law, because there are members in the military, not just that can't be deployed at any time, but are usually deployed without minimal notice. Take advantage of a friend of mine who got killed about a year ago with the SEALs.
Yeah.
He gets deployed at a second's notice.
Yeah, well, David, the reality of that, I mean, you could even have domestic redeployment within the United States, which would mess up your ability to vote.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just when I was getting ready to go to Iraq, I had to head up to Fort Campbell several days for additional training. I had to have medical appointments. I had to have all kinds. It's called soldier readiness processing. These things take an enormous amount of time, have to be done on a short time frame, and you're just not in the same situation as a civilian.
Skip, in 15 seconds, how important is it for what Ohio's done here for the men and women and their families serving in the military?
I think it's a very important, because what it does, it says we support you. We recognize the sacrifices you make for us. We recognize what you do for us. And we recognize the hardships that you live under. And therefore, we're going to make an exception in your case. And we appreciate what you do. And I think that's very important.
All right, folks, there's something you can do. You could be on this committee that's filing a brief and standing up for our military. The number is 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org. You can sign up online. Very easy to do. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. By the way, posted online, a lot of articles, one written by David French on this issue. So there's a lot of info at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Take a stand now.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Seculo Show. Jordan Seculo provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordanseculo.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Seculo Show via email, info@seculo.com.